Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to another edition of Rural Row, to the program where we gather every day at this time and we kick off every week with the same character, Hank Vogler. We will figure out. I got all confused when I went off a script. There is no script. It's just come to me for 23 years. We'll discuss the issues between food production and food consumption. And, the rest will be up to you. Hank Vogler, White Pine County, Nevada. How are you?
Nevada, how's Hank?
Wonderful, wonderful. We had a beautiful, even though it was snow, probably didn't help the lambing, but we're about better than halfway through it. But it was a beautiful all day long snow, wet snow. But it's so dry here, I ran into two lizards fighting over a snowflake. I'm not kidding you.
Isn't that how the last drought started?
Yes, it was. By golly.
Well,
never forget Earl. That's how the last drought started.
We got a nice rain over the weekend as well. It came with some severe weather. We had a graduation thing that we went to last night, and we're coming home, and it was a great feeling. You wouldn't know this, Hank, but you know, in our country in May and June, these storm chasers are everywhere. And I met a storm chaser last night, and when I say I met them, they were going east, I was going west. That is a great sign, because these people know where to be when. If a storm chaser passes you, you might as well turn around and go the other way. And how do I know it was a storm chaser? This was like not a little bitty car, but a mid-size Range Rover, probably a Range Rover, something on that order. And it was completely covered. And you know how you have a cattle guard in front of your pickup? We got a cattle guard in front of the pickup. This was like a cattle guard unboxing the whole thing. The whole thing had a frame and braces. And so I don't know what storms they drive into. It was clearly a storm chaser.
It had a rollover bar all
it
over
it. Roll over the whole thing. I mean, it covered the back, the front, the down to the hood. I don't know how they get in there to change oil, but anyway. Yeah, there were homes lost last night, particularly St. Paul, St. Labore, and pictures of tennis ball. I'm not kidding you. Tennis ball size hail. There was somebody put a skull can down next to this one chunk of hail, and this hail and a skull can were the same circumference.
Wow. We had a hailstorm come through here one time, and I'm not having a bigger dog by any means. It stripped the leaves and the branches off the sagebrush for about 400 yards, just went through in one spot. And that's as close as we've come. Those stones were maybe, some of them were the size of a quarter.
Yeah.
But for about 2 years, you could see the path of where that went through there. It just stripped everything to the ground. I mean, it was severe. But that's not no golf ball or size hail or anything like that.
Golf ball size or tennis ball size will knock out a cow. But we have had where pastures have been completely eliminated with hail.
Yeah, I'll bet.
It's a corn crop issue every year.
Wow. Boy, and if it's your turn in the barrel, it's your turn.
Oh, don't you worry. If you lose your corn crop, Uncle Sam's going to take care of you. And by the way, you pay for that highly subsidized crop insurance.
Well, they throw a little to us on the wool. They used to have a heck of a wool program, but the two senators from Nevada took it out, showing how fiscally responsible they were, Harry Reid and Richard Bryan. And, of course, I had to go to the meeting and be stupid. And I asked Mr. Bryan if he traded the Nevada wool industry for a couple of Super Bowl tickets. And probably didn't make any friends, but he knows me every time I've ever seen him. He always calls me by my name. So, anyhow, it took out 20% of the wool growers. So, their people become dependent on those payments. And win, lose, or draw, like them or not. it does affect people directly. And whether they should be taken out, that would be the debate, is if we stop all subsidies, we stop subsidies on airlines, stop subsidies on everything. It could be a very different world. I have no idea.
But I want to find out.
Okay. You're probably going to get a real good chance one of these days. You know, I mean, Newton's law of gravity always takes over.
Yeah, it's a matter of whether you live long enough or not. It will take over.
Yeah.
But this subsidy thing is just the government. I mean, you county commissioners who continue to provide these economic development grants, you're the problem.
No, I'm the problem. I asked too many questions, and they got a full frontal attack on me, I guarantee you. Yes, sirree, Bob. Got four people running against me for re-election. Let me see. What else? Just, well, the indictment came out 2 days after I signed up for re-election. You name it. The BLM is dragging their feet on letting me go out. They've taken five permits away from me. They're trying to put me out of business. If they're not, they sure could fool me. Just everything in the world, just because, you know, I ask questions and about the money we are spending. And they go, well, it's SNPLA money, Southern Nevada Land Policy Act money. It's free money. Well, no, it's not. You know, rats don't know why the cheese is free until it's too late. You pay all of those things, and if you use them irresponsibly, they can come back on you. Maybe they won't. Maybe it would be too politically incorrect. But you just can't keep doing that. Like, we already got 17 different responsibilities for 100 years as a responsibility on these different projects we already got. But let's ask for some more. And 37 different solar projects, different green energy projects, and that does not include putting in 2,250 satellite dishes to see if ET made it home.
Last week, and you parallel this to Southern Nevada Water Authority perfectly, but last week I was telling you that it makes no sense why you are kicked off when APR in Montana is staying on there grazing the BLM land until the ruling comes down in their appeal. Well, about the time you and I were talking about that last week, the BLM issued a final rule, and they have told APR they need to be off that land by September. I'm just intrigued how this is going to all play out, because I think that they are trying to set it up to make it look like they're doing something, when in fact they've created a path that the BLM can't win. Well, they used the wrong provision from the Taylor Grazing Act.
We all know about the checkerboard that goes through Elko County, Eureka County, Lander County, Humboldt County, Pershing County, on into Reno. They had to have more land to trade out because the chances of getting your money back for building the railroad was slim and none. Mm-hmm. At 3 miles either side of the track or whatever it was through Nebraska and other country. So they have a kind of a standoff or an equal standing in those counties. But when you get into Nye and Lincoln County and White Pine County, some of the amount of private land, we're 97% federally controlled. So they have a different attitude. And there's a lot of people that'll tell you that when somebody in the BLM gets sent to Ely, it's basically they're being sent to the devil's island of the BLM. And I think the experiment is leave those guys alone with the checkerboard, because they got a lot of private land and they contribute a lot to their counties. Let's see what happens if we take everybody out. Because now it's not just me. It's practically everybody on the N4 grazing board has a solar project on their winter range, which if I went out and damaged those winter ranges, they would put me out of business, and they would use the fact that sage grouse habitat, winter range for wildlife, yada, yada, yada. And that's where they want to put, oh, well, there would be no problem. Well, yeah, there will be. unless you can figure out how to keep the halogen from coming in, because you and I can get in a side-by-side, mark the GPS of where we're going, drive out across the White Sage Flat, come back a year later, and our tracks will be white, will be halogen. That's how invasive it is. And it's poisonous to cattle and sheep. So if they take those winter ranges away from them, they say, oh, no, they can graze under these things. Well, maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, I got a little observation about that in the past week as well. I'll start with that. And then we're going to talk about lamb imports from New Zealand. Roll Route, Hank Moger, Trent Luce, more after this.
Tracer Minerals hold the key to immune health and dealing with weather and maintaining reproductive efficiency, particularly in your cows. More details about the Tracer Mineral Advantage, the chelated advantage, on the web, tracerminerals.com.